80205, according to Atlantic Cities magazines, is one of the most gentrified zip codes in the district, right? And I'm sorry, in the nation, number 12. And so there's a lot of diversity over here. This is the only place in the city where you get a third culturally and economically. And right now, the projects that are going up, we have affordable housing going up. This is market rate single family housing. This is incredible. And I think it's important that we honor the diversity that's in this neighborhood. And this isn't just culturally. This is the amount of young people that are moving into the neighborhood as well. And I just want to do a little call out to grocery stores, other individuals who have had a hard time understanding the urban model. People are here. They're ready to spend money. We're opening up these homes, these single family homes, with folks who have access to capital and finances ready to spend. And so Whole Foods, Sprouts, all you other folks, it's time to understand that 160,000 people are moving back into our cities. Urbanism is real, and so I think it's time to invest in it. Hey, what is Mayor Hancock up to? Mayor Michael Hancock.
So as you walk up and you look, and you guys got to agree with me, you look at some of the housing stock, you are looking at some of the best housing stock this state has. And no wonder it is regentrifying. It's no wonder people are coming back and saying, we want to call this place home. So look at this housing. You can't get this kind of housing without spending a fortune for it in Denver or anywhere in the country.
Shannon Harris with Fuse Living, the developer behind this project, Clarkson Green. Why here? Why now?
You know, we felt that this site was really an inspiration to us. It really ties into the whole Five Points redevelopment plan, which has a lot of similar goals to what we have as goals as a company, with sustainable aspects, community connectivity, and health and wellness of the residents. So once we saw that the site was available, we thought it was a perfect fit for us. They will be ENERGY STAR certified. We're targeting LEED certification, gold level. So those are above and beyond industry standards. So, you know, of course, just the building itself is super efficient. And then we are including solar panels on every home, which is something that you don't see often or at all with developers. So that's something we're really excited about. And then, you know, going back to the site just makes it sustainable, because you can walk to places, and you're just connected to a lot of different aspects of the community.
Tracy Winchester, Executive Director of the Five Points Business District, here at the groundbreaking for Clarkson Green, the first residential development for the Five Points redevelopment plan.
Absolutely. We are ecstatic that we have a property development, residential development that's eco-friendly. This is what we've been asking for. We want it to be considered a green zone as part of our revitalization plan. And so Clarkson Green is on point.
Is this momentum? The councilman mentioned there were other projects, and I know you always have a full inbox.
So true, Steve. So true. Yes, this is definitely the beginning of many more to come. We actually have two other residential developments that are probably about five times the size of this one that are in the pipeline right now. And we have developers, in addition to those two residential developments, we also have some other developers that are waiting to just find the right property to bring in mixed use, so that we can also bring in some commercial space as well as residential space. So
it's kind of the shout out to all the other services that all these residents are going to need. We have a bike shop. We got a couple good coffee places.
Really, we're looking to bring in a lot more retail. Retail that's not even present right now in Denver. Denver Office of Economic Development did a retail study last month. They released it last month, and they talked about how underutilized Welton Street Corridor and numerous other corridors here in the city of Denver. We need more retail all around, all across the board. Professional services, but we're also looking at clothing. We're looking at goods and services such as grocery, small grocery stores, which is the councilman was talking about, because that's really the future for grocery stores that are already tapped out in the suburbs. They need to come to the urban markets, and we're it.